Here today in Odessa, Texas, live, we at the Distribution Now Warehouse. I've got the mayor of Odessa on with me, Javier Hoven. How are you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you coming down and be a part of this grand opening, this ribbon-cutting celebration here that we have at Distribution We. Distribution
Now.
The collective We.
Yes.
Odessa. And we have the mayor of Midland, Patrick Payton. He's here as well. He's going to join us after this. But the last time I was here was during the Permian International, the Permian Basin International Oil Show.
Yes.
And folks, I didn't bring it, but the mayor presented me with a gift. It was a bobblehead in my likeness, and I have a gift for the mayor today.
Awesome.
This here is a bit of Bakken crude.
There we go.
So this is a true story here. This was given to me by 9-time world arm wrestling champion Alan Bound.
Wow.
He's won an arm wrestling champion with his left hand and his right hand.
Man, ambidextrous.
7 times, and since then, he's won it 2 more times since he's given this to me.
Man.
This was pumped out of the ground after 3 million years.
Wow.
Put directly into a glass apparatus. That glass apparatus put into this plastic apparatus, and now it is given to you. So,
I appreciate it.
This went directly from the ground to there.
Gonna put it in the man cave.
No refining.
Put a caution. Don't drink.
No nothing. And if you take a look at this in the camera, from a distance, it looks like a murky green. And as you get closer in the light, you can see it's amber. It's an amber color.
Oh, yeah, I do see that. Yeah.
It's a very interesting. So the Bakken, the reason why it's so world-class sought after, this is right out of the ground, and you can actually put this into a diesel apparatus, like a third tier. Mm-hmm. It'll smoke like crazy, but it'll work. It'll work. So it's a wet gas, a sweet crude refining. So just kind of the PSA there for a little bit on that. So let's talk a little Odessa here for a second. How you been doing?
Man, we're doing great. We're doing real good.
Big facility. We spent an hour trying to tour it. We didn't finish the tour, so it's even more to see after this. But talk about what type of milestone this is for your community.
You know, basically we're retooling the Halliburton facilities back into distribution, a regional distribution. You know, the old industry is retooling itself, you know, since we have a downturn, things of that nature, inflation. So, you know, you see the creativity of how you have to survive. This regional facility will be supplying. This will be the nerve center for the entire Permian Basin into New Mexico to resupply the satellites. You know, for providing fittings, valves, things for that nature in the oil field. This is exactly, since I've come on to City Council as mayor, what we've talked about. How we need to support our service industry. We're not king of taking out minerals out of the ground, but we are keen in the supply services. And this is a unique way that we're supporting these, you know, mid to small companies to be able to support them with economic development dollars to create and bring service people into this area. This is exactly what we're built for. This is exactly what we've been talking about. And this is our first to be able to do this.
I'm going to ask you about water in just a second, but first I want to talk about what a very smart man who's much more intelligent than me, and I do respect his opinion, told me 5-6 years ago. He said, Jason, the numbers say 70% of the drilling over the next 20 to 30 years is going to come out of the Permian.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a step back and I thought, 70%? Because, you know, here I am up in the Bakken and we're bragging left and right and we got national media there. And then I'm thinking, well, the Eagle Ford. What about the Haynesville, you know, all these other shale plays? And he said, just go ahead and do the research yourself. So I did. The tea leaves seem to have that trend. Well, you're the mayor. You oversee a lot of different moving parts. We're going to talk about water in just a second here, but the economic development, the infrastructure, talk about that, because you guys really seem like you are prepared for this concentration of the oil and gas industry in the Permian.
We have been, and we've always been so. The thing is that, you know, if we could get this administration, you know, to stop battling what we are dealing with. You know, the thing is that we have a $4 million barrel a day gap for the reason of what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. The thing is that we're going now, going down to Venezuela, where this administration is now trying to deal with Iran. OPEC won't deal with it for the reason is that it's just insanity. The thing is that we were providing 5 million barrels a day. The thing is that we can do that again. It's not going to happen overnight. But the thing is that there is a battle with the administration in the old industry, and here's the epicenter. Today we're announcing how the Biden administration is putting so many tax incentives that help the oil industry, for the reason is that it's self-financing. So the thing is that, you know, Washington's battling us, but we are capable to do it. We've done it. We've proven that we can do it. And, you know, there's plenty of water down on the ground. We've even found ways to find environmentally to be able to clean that water. Right now, we're even finding ways to reclaim produced water for drinking water. You know, the thing is, there's no more time to test. I know Mayor Patrick Payne was talking heavily about it this morning, but this is the creativity that we have out here in West Texas, what we can do in all aspects of our economy that will basically make the United States independent when it comes to energy. Thing is that we don't have an administration that recognizes that, but here in West Texas we do, and that's one thing that we continue to strive and to push. And this is why, you know, you see distribution now, that this is where they want to be.
I'll never forget the interview I had with the mayor of Dickinson, North Dakota. They're on the interstate right on 94, mm-hmm. and right on the edge of the Bakken. They've got rigs there,
yeah.
But they're about an hour and a half from the heart, maybe 45 minutes, something like that. And very popular. If you're on a major artery, mm-hmm. and you've got an airport, you're going to get the population. Not necessarily the heart is, but, you know, a lot of the, I call it the, you know, the suburbs, if you will. Yeah. In our neck of the woods, the Minnetonka. That's a Minneapolis joke, yeah. There. So anyway, Dickinson, the mayor, he goes, Jason, we'd love the growth, but we can't put one more shovel in the ground until we get a pipe from the water treatment plant out to this area. Yeah. And I was like, so this is a PSA interview. Okay, yeah. Then. How is your infrastructure? You got roads, you've got power lines, you've got Tesla stations trying to get in, you've got poop pipes trying to get in, you've got, you know, all kinds of water pipes, recycled water. That's a big part of it.
Yes.
The innovations that are coming in, that's a big part of it. So I mentioned the Tesla stations. That is part of it, actually, because part of these infrastructures are coming, whether we like it or not.
Yes.
So talk to me about whether it's the water or the roads or the infrastructure. Are you guys prepared?
Yes, we are, and we're investing in that. You know, right now, we've already put in financing for two major water and sewer running north and south on the east side of Odessa. It's already been paid. One of them, we were able to bring $15 million under budget. And so there's money there that we've put in place without really increasing the tax, the burden on the taxpayers. This area right here, over a decade, we wind up bringing in water. We need to go back east to be able to do that. This is a really great investment because it really shows that there's interest in West Odessa. We are now in the discussion phase and finalizing over $100 million capital investment into the city of Odessa, where we're going to run fiber in throughout the entire city limits. And so the thing is, it's not going to cost us. They're actually paying us $1 per connection on a monthly basis. The potential there are in the thousands monthly and the millions over the maturity of the mm-hmm. whole investment. This is something that we're going to be bringing here in the next couple of weeks. The one challenge that we're looking at is broadband. And the challenges there, I've discussed with AT&T. We have a company out of Midland that wants to do it. They have a lot of challenges out in West Odessa, which is a huge, huge problem. The thing is that they're running into a lot of infrastructure problems. Encore has to be able to renew all their lines, AT&T. This is all a cost to the fiber company that's doing it. Those are challenges out in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Water, we just made an investment of $95 million to be able to renew our water treatment plant, and then we'll be looking at about another $100 million for our sewer plant. The uptick in sales tax that's going on in the area is going to really help to offset that cost. So the thing is, we are prepared. Our roads, we've had a huge investment by TxDOT. We just finished a lot of major arteries. We're going to have more investment. East and west, we put in money there. Our loop is being developed. We are now going into the final stages of finishing a loop on our a bridge, an overpass on a major highway. We're going to now start a second one. So the thing is a lot of things exciting are happening. The money's there. The infrastructure's there. We are growing. We are looking at two major, over 2,000 houses are going to be built.
Wow.
So we are blowing up.
And so
it's
yeah.
a good thing. Now that we will have to deal with is everything that comes with that. You know, we have the crime that comes with that, and mm-hmm. that's something that we're addressing as also. So we're growing, and we're going through growing pains. It's something we're always going to have. But, you know, the thing is that city council and city government and all the entities are we're all aligned. We're ready and prepared to tackle it all on.
You know, when I mentioned earlier the Dickinson, North Dakota, when I first went out there, we brought the crude life out there, and I embedded myself into the Bakken, and actually I lived in the food truck. So we opened a food truck, and we did a radio show from the food truck, and we had one radio station, one newspaper, all these different things. There was no Wi-Fi. It was 2012. There was no Wi-Fi. Yeah. So that's why I always ask about these infrastructure things, because that was it. That was like 50% of my business plan was the social media aspect. Well, now we couldn't do live streaming. We couldn't do it because there was no broadband and there was no Wi-Fi back then. So we had to joke. We're like, all right, folks, the Rolling Stove. That was the name of our food truck, the Rolling Stove. We had bands there and everything. We were like, all right, that's our social media, old school social media. Come be social. Yeah. If you want to know what's going on, you got to come here because we can't email you.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah, and they didn't, and we had flip phones back then and iPods and all kinds of stuff, you know. And so this is a big deal. This is what people like to know. There's people in Houston that need to know about this infrastructure. People in Denver that need to know about this infrastructure. How are you doing with, you know, this expansion here is obviously great. Are there anybody else doing this? Is Distribution Now the only company? Are you seeing, you know, outside of this industry, you mentioned broadband.
Yes.
Obviously, that's because there's some big data tech stuff coming in or something along those lines. Take a moment to talk outside of the industry with the economic development, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, what happened is we've been contacted by several companies out of Mexico. We have about 24, two different parties consisting of a dozen businessmen.
No, you said Mexico?
Mexico.
Okay.
So basically out of Nuevo León, Monterrey, Ojinaga. So we do have business people that are wanting to come in and build multi-family apartments downtown. And so that
really?
Was yes, that will be happening. This is something under our master plan that we pushed. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll be having that meeting. I also have another group that is wanting to bring in a what they're looking at is they want a regional soccer league. And so they're looking at Ratliff as their home, a stadium for professional soccer. And so it was crazy. It was a call out of the blue. They're really – actually, they wanted to meet today. I said, we're not prepared. You know, you got to give us a couple of weeks. And so it's outside of the old industry, outside of what you're seeing as, you know, commercial things of that nature. We're seeing that. And the reason why it makes sense, because people say, why would they come? Well, look at our demographics. You know, you look at 85% of the workforce in the oil field are Latin. 5% of that 80% is Mexican-American. Our population within the city of Odessa, Hector County, 60% is Hispanic. Over 70% of the student population is Hispanic. And so the thing is that people in Mexico, their economics, they're recognizing this regional area of Midland and Odessa, and this is where they want to be. And so they want to bring their investments. They're trying to get away from the political climate that's happening in Mexico, and they want to invest in the United States, and they're seeing those demographics, and this makes sense to them. We have to be able to change our culture to be able to start working regardless of where you're coming from. And if they want to invest those dollars, you know, this is where they want to be. They have a lot to offer. We have to be open-minded to be accepting of that and hear their proposals. So we'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks. It's very exciting of the things that are happening in the investment that is. And the thing is, we're not even talking about that. We're talking about a facility that could be established out here in Pinwell that will be able to handle recyclables, you know, which is something that we struggle. We pay a lot of money to dispose those recyclables. So I can reduce those tipping fees. That's definitely something we're doing. That's another aspect that I was contacted last week about. So trying to line up, there's just not enough hours and days in the week and the months to be able to put all these meetings. You know, we're losing a fortune here trying to have all these meetings. I don't get paid for them. So trying to accommodate everybody's wish list and dreams. But it's very exciting that, you know, we're seeing the interest in our area and the investment and the capital that wants to be invested in our area. Real beneficial for all of Permian Basin and West Texans.
That was exciting to hear, you know, building projects coming from Mexico into Texas like that. And it caught me off guard, and immediately my, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota mind went to, oh, it's just like Canada. No, it's not just like Canada. It's not even close to that. Yeah. But that's how, you know, that's how the average person thinks. Oh, it's just like this back in my neck of the woods. And it's the same thing with oil and gas. Like, this land is so much different than that land. You go to Alabama, it's all clay and muddy, and it's just, that's why the price differs and everything else. So, hey, I appreciate your time today. Thank you for coming down. We're going to do a ribbon cutting here pretty soon.
Appreciate it.
Anything in finale you want to mention?
Glad to see you again. Glad you guys are here, promoting us and all the great wonderful things that are happening in West Texas. Distribution now, we really appreciate, the investment, the relocation of their workers, and looking forward to a long, prosperous relationship.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.